Hey everyone, and welcome back to this weekend's Bite-Sized Blessings episode. This time, I'm introducing you to a truly exemplary human being, Drew Ann Long. And honestly, she made me think of, you know, we all have those times in our lives where we come up against something, or we encounter something, or we have something, you know, happen to us, or maybe for us, and suddenly we have to learn how to navigate the world in an entirely new way. Now, Drew had that happen with the birth of her child, Caroline, who is disabled, and suddenly Drew was confronted with the fact that she had a child that needed a lot of care. You know, we have a really beautifully deep conversation about what it looks like to show up for those people in our lives who maybe can't show up for themselves. But the journey that Drew went on went far beyond the scope of her imagination, and I think, as you'll hear, surprised even her. You know, to be honest, on her website, it said, Drew turned frustration into innovation when she designed Caroline's Cart, the first patented grocery cart for individuals with special needs. And Drew details that story here, how after years and years of kind of coming up with a prototype, finding the money to develop it, all the major retailers said no. But as with many things, it takes a village at times. And Drew talks about her village and how basically worldwide, this village made it impossible for those retailers to say no. Drew is funny. She's self-effacing. She's full of light and goodness and beauty, but she's mostly full of unstoppability. And you'll hear that in this episode, because when Drew wants to get something done, y'all better watch out, because it's going to happen. So now, this very next episode with this incredible change maker, Drew Ann Long.
It was so much pressure. Because I'm like, gosh, David, not only will I fail our family if I can't do this, which, and he never said that to me. My husband's fabulous and so supporting. Not only have I feel like I failed our family, I failed our retirement, I failed our future. I feel like I'm failing the world's largest minority group. They are counting on me.
And I'm so grateful that you just have this unstoppable spirit, and you're like, this is going to help so many people. Because I think people think about going to the grocery store and you think, I'm just going to go to the grocery store. This isn't a big deal.
Well, sure.
You know, I'm
effortless,
just going to do
right? Effortless. Right.
Absolutely.
Right. The largest user of Caroline's Cart, you know, of course I made it for my daughter who doesn't walk, but the autistic community, they're the largest users, and those kids walk just fine, but they're runners and they're overstimulated. So I hear, you know, I've gotten thousands and thousands of letters over 15 years saying, gosh, because of Caroline's Cart, I can now take my 16-year-old who walks just fine and loves to pick out their cereal, but they never could before, or they did when they were little, but now they pull away from me. Senior adults love Caroline's Cart, the dementia, Alzheimer's, not everybody can drive an electric scooter. So that was a demographic that wasn't even on my radar that is a huge supporter of Caroline's Cart. I get those pictures, you can see them on my Facebook page. I get those all the time, pictures of senior adults saying, gosh, I'm with my wife. She has Alzheimer's. She loves Caroline's Cart. And otherwise I leave her with the sitter. Now I take her because she can't drive the scooter and I can't handle her and get my week's worth of groceries. So that wasn't even on my radar. So actually the need was bigger than what even I thought it was at the time.
Wow. And I just bet that all of these letters and messages, all the feedback, it just must, I don't know, I would be levitating. I'd be feeling so good that it's helping.
Well, it's what kept me going, right? If it was not for that community, I don't, you know, again, I'm one voice. One voice wasn't going to do it. One voice. I needed that global voice, and they rallied behind it. And that's the only way it happened. Hands down. I mean, yes, it was my money. It was my war. It was my idea ever, you know, but if I didn't have them, I always say Carolyn's Prayer would have never happened. Even if I had had $10 million, would never have happened in the 80s without, because even if I had all the money, we still had to build that demand. Still, I couldn't have reached them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, thank you. I mean, I was at one point while you were telling your story, I was getting goosebumps because it's just such a powerful reminder that we can change the world. You know, if we just keep going, we can do things to help other people or lift other people up, no matter what other people are saying, or doors that shut, or people that say no. I had goosebumps, and I just thought, oh, this conversation is making me happy. So
you have to. I want people also to know, no matter what you're doing, no is just a word. You know, don't give it any power. You know, early on, I gave no a lot of power. Then I realized, you know what, that's got two letters in it, and I said, I don't care. You know, that word will only affect you if you allow it to affect you. And I had to just not allow that word to stop me, you know? And failures. Oh my gosh, the number of failures that happened. Okay, all right, you failed, get back up. I mean, you can't allow rejection or failures to just freeze you you just can't. And I did early on. So, I mean, that's what I want to say is I learned from that. I'm like, wait a second. I'm not going to allow that rejection to have any authority over me, any power over me. I'm just going to work around that. And that's what I encourage people to do, no matter what they're doing, you know, no matter what. Everybody's doing something.
Yeah. You know?
Everybody's doing something.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. But again, and all, so that is how the cart, the cause got birthed, was out of the cart.
Okay.
And that's a scholarship nonprofit.
Okay. Okay.
So I can't really, you know, when people say, tell me about the cause, it's hard to talk about the cause. And this was set up for families like mine. We wanted to give back to this global community that helped us get the cart off the ground. And it's a scholarship for families like mine that have special needs and a special needs sibling. I mean, have typical and special needs. And that's who can apply. The only to qualify for the scholarship, you have to have a special needs sibling. We want to honor them and recognize them. And say, wow, we know how hard life is. We want to help you. And that's kind of what's next for me.
What I really love about this is the generosity just keeps flowing. You know, I mean, your generosity of spirit of not giving up and just your steadfastness. And then you get the carts. The carts are everywhere. But then you're not sitting on your laurels. You're thinking, how else can I support these families? How else can I show up?
Because I'm one of them. I speak their language and I know how hard life is. And I know how financially devastating raising a child with a disability can be. And, you know, for anybody, Carolyn's Cart is a nonprofit. So, you know, anybody can give a donation like any other nonprofit and they get a tax donation. When people hire me to speak, they pay my nonprofit. So I can come speak to them. They get a tax deduction for having me speak and their money goes to scholarships. So, you know, I do want to plug, if anybody is looking for a speaker, it's just a great way. It's a win-win. It's a win for your company to get a tax deduction, and it's a win for families because your money goes to scholarships. I do not take a salary from this. You know, I want to, somebody gives me $100, I give $100. Somebody gives me $5,000, I give $5,000. So, and it's not easy. I mean, this is an uphill battle too. You know, nonprofit work, I've never done it. It's hard as well. I'm figuring it out as I go.
Well, thank you. I do want to say that the main question of my podcast is coming up, and it's, you know, I ask you to share, you know, one story or two stories of an event in your life where you consider to be magical or miraculous, maybe even mysterious. But I'm sitting here talking to you and I'm thinking to myself, I do believe that, you know, one of the stories you could tell is about yourself and that you
yes.
are the miracle that the world needs
right.
and has needed in the past. Absolutely. But I would so appreciate you sharing, you know, one story, two stories of some, an event that you consider to be magical or miraculous, maybe mysterious. I would so love to hear whatever you want to share.
Oh my goodness. I mean, so many come to mind. You know, I think anytime I think of miracle, I think of Caroline. I think of her in Children's Hospital on the ventilator for a week when the doctors come to me and say, she's not coming off. And if she does, she'll be blind. She'll be worse than she was. And time and time again, that never happened. And you believe the doctors and you prepare your heart. My husband and I many times have been, you know, crying in the corner thinking, okay, we got to plan services. But we've never seen her this bad. Even the doctors are saying it's not going to happen. And then lo and behold, next day she wakes up and they take her off the ventilator and they're like, okay, she dodged another bullet, you know, and we believe that is the power of prayer. I mean, I know it is. And I know that the Lord had a plan and a purpose for Caroline's life. When she was born and I grieved and I didn't understand it and I didn't know about Caroline's cart, I believe that the Lord was saying, if you will accept this child, which of course we did, we'll ever know different than others, I have a plan and purpose for her. And Caroline will have a legacy. You know, the world would look at Caroline and say that she is a waste and she can do nothing. No, Caroline did not make all the phone calls and she can't even talk. But Caroline's name and her legacy and her story is now international. And we know that that is miraculous, hands down.
I would be lying if I said that I didn't just sit back during this episode and think, I don't know if I would have had the tenacity or even the temerity to go back to those retailers over and over again. I am not made of such stern and brave stuff, but it's clear that Drew Ann Long is. And thank goodness for that. Because of her, we have this, you know, in my mind, I thought, why wouldn't we have these carts everywhere? I mean, it just made sense to me. But apparently other people did not feel that way. And so it took Drew's courage, her conviction, her ability to not accept the word no. And now Drew has changed the world and made life a little bit sweeter and a little bit easier for those with disability, but also their caregivers and loved ones. To find out a little bit more about Drew and the amazing work she's doing in the world, there will be a link in the episode show notes as well as to her Facebook page. Please check out Caroline's Cart. Please check out Caroline's Cause, because Drew is making this world shinier. She's making this world better. She's making this life more beautiful for so many people. I'm grateful that Drew is in the world, and I'm grateful that she took the time to be a guest on the podcast. I'd really like to thank each and every one of you for listening. Please do consider leaving a rating or writing a little review. Those ratings and reviews are ever so important because they steer people towards the podcast. I'm always trying to get new listeners. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Drew. I really loved when she said, no is just a word. I'm sure that each and every one of us has come across people in our lives who say no. No, you can't do that. No, you actually don't have the capability to do that. No, you can't go past that gate. No, you are not allowed. And Drew's take on no is just a word. And really, when we're coming up with something beautiful and visionary for the world, do we need to listen to that word no? Maybe we can ignore it. So I'm really urging you to think about where the word no shows up in your life and just exactly who is saying that to you. I'm not saying ignore them, but maybe just think,
No only has as much power as I give it. And I have something gorgeous here that's going to be good for a lot of people. So I'm going to keep going. And I'm going to bring my vision. I'm going to bring my beauty to the world. And yeah, you can't stop me. So there's that. Think about the word no. And where do you give it power? And does it really merit that amount of power? I say no. So go ahead, bring your beauty, your gifts, your changes, your ideas, all the glorious things hiding in that gorgeous heart of yours. Bring them out to the world. We need them. The world needs them. And guess what? With all of these incredible ideas, you know what I'm going to say. This world is going to become even more beautiful, even more incredible, and even more equitable and just for every single person and every single being, including the world, around us.